Well, welcome back to the Wild Atlantic Way, and I'm driving past hawthorn trees. The blossom is on the trees, it's Easter Monday, and I'm driving to a little place. It's got a castle. It's called Carrigaholt Castle. On the left-hand side is the Atlantic Ocean. On the left-hand verge and on the right-hand verge are Montbretia, which are not yet in bloom. There is damage in front of me on the left-hand side where the wind has ripped the top off Poly tunnels, and I'm looking down on a little harbour. And in this harbour is a business called Sea Lions, L-Y-O-N-S. And the man who set up this business, with his brother, I think, is a man called Ken Lyons. And Ken Lyons went to school with me and the man who's sitting in the car beside me, who is blameless for what I'm doing, but I'm in the car. It says no parking past here, but I'm going to drive the car down here because I'm bloody lazy. And I'm going to go down here past the castle onto the pier. And there is indeed a trawler in there. We'll find out the name of the trawler in a minute. And there's another little boat down here. And Mick Reeves and Paul O'Mahony, who went to school in the Crescent in Limerick about 1,000 years ago, are actually driving onto the pier. And I am the one who's curious to know about this guy who was at school with me. What has he done with his life? And the boat in front of me is it called Driacht? Driacht. What on earth, Mick, does Driacht mean?
I used to know, but I can't remember.
Well, neither can I. It says no parking on the pier, and yet there are five things parked on the pier. There's a man at the end of the pier pulling on a rope. And as I look backwards from the pier, I can see detritus and debris on the shores of the beach. Now, this is dolphin. Driacht is probably the Gaelic for dolphin. Anyway, Dolphin Watch Carrigaholt is here. And we're going to get out and we're going to walk for 1 second up to the little trawler. Are you coming, Mick?
One of those men is a neighbour.
Do you mind if I say hello to him?
Not at all.
Will he mind? He's dressed in oilskins, in yellow oilskins,
yeah.
And he's tying up his boat. I'll find out his name easily enough. Now, here we go. And this fascinates me, because these are people here fishing, carving a living out of this place here. And there are lobster pots to the right of me, and lobster pots in front of me. And the man is pulling on a rope at the end of this little place, and he's looking at me because I'm obviously a madman, and I'm walking around his vehicle past the lobster pots. I don't want to get in his way. He's pulling ropes here, and he's pulling in his own boat. Do you own that boat?
Yeah.
It's his own boat. He's in yellow oilskins with blue gloves on him and green boots, and it's Easter Monday. Have you been fishing, or are you going out?
Going in.
You're coming in? Have you got rid of all the fish already?
They're outside in storage.
Oh, they're in storage?
Yeah.
Like, that means they're in nets, are they?
No.
Pens?
Pens, yeah.
In pens?
Lobsters and crabs.
Is that what you fish for, lobsters and crabs?
And
wow. Sorry, I haven't been here ever in my life, and I'm fascinated by what you're doing. I'm probably the only Aegis who ever come along here thinking that this was interesting. Were you out for long? Yeah. And how do you get the lobsters off the bed of the sea? Do you scoop them up? Oh, the pots, of course. Yeah. And is the lobster season good this year? What?
The price is very bad.
Is it very bad?
13-15
euros a kilo. And do they all go to Japan?
No, not these ones. These are going to France.
Oh, France. And that's all the French can pay for them? Right. Ah, right. So that's what you get when they land on somebody's plate. They're probably 70 euros a kilo. Or 7, yeah. And what about the crabs? Is the bottom out of the crab market too?
No, I'm sure they're
bad. Yeah. But the lobsters are bad. Yeah. And is it worse than last year, or is it just every year getting worse, or does it go up and down? I went to school with the guy who set up that sea lions, a guy called King Lions. You probably know him. I haven't seen him since I left school. And I just happened to be down here. And I thought, geez, I must go and have a look at his place for fun. I'm sure there's nobody there.
No, it's closed.
Yeah. Is it working though? It's a proper. They have a proper business still going.
Oh yeah.
But I was at school with him, and so I'm just kind of.
Should we know that man? So he's from Limerick.
Which man?
Okay, John Billis.
John, hello. I'm Paul O'Mahony. I'm from Limerick. I was gone out of Ireland for 30 years, so since I wouldn't have heard of me. I went to school with Ken Lyons. I was in the same class as Ken at school. Yeah, and I haven't seen him since I left school.
Right.
So he's become a very successful businessman since I knew him.
This is how it is, yes.
Which one? The yellow one?
No, where's yellow?
Well, is that over there? Oh, that way. Jesus, don't throw me in. Yeah.
That's it.
Jesus, was this place hit badly in the storm?
Yeah, no, the whole life was wiped.
Yeah, wiped. Look, I'll let you go, guys. I'm only delighted to see what this place is like.
So where were you for 30 years?
In the UK, London, for 18, and the West Country for 12. Did you live over there yourself?
No, not London, no.
Have you always lived here?
More or less.
Yeah. It is rough out there.
Yeah.
I'd say it's rough enough. Do you go out every day?
Some days.
Yeah.
So what are you doing here now? You're just...
We're going for lunch in a minute. We'll go down to Carrigaholt for a bit of lunch.
That's nice.
I just wanted to see... I actually wanted to see sea lions because I'd never seen it, you know? And like when a guy goes to school with you and you don't know what he did in his life, you think, right, well, good luck.